Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm an NFL junkie. I think I like the NFL more than my wife. Don't tell her. Don't tell anybody. I love the National Football League.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
Mike McDonald kicking that field goal at the end of the game at 10-10 is a loser. Young Wei Koo should be Young Wei Cut. What a loser. I hope and pray the over is the worst beat of the whole season. If that's the case, it's going to be a great year.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, tremendous football Thursday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide, in your hearts and in your minds, as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, the great Femi Abebefe. He's got some things to discuss in the world of sports betting. National Football League, college football, ahead of a very busy betting weekend on the gridiron. Femi's got betting takes. I've got reactions. We will bring them to you next hour here on the show at 6 o'clock Eastern. We have been pumped to do this all week long. Femi, yours truly, and Tyler Morales will figure out live on the air our survivor pick for week 2 in the National Football League. Last week on the show, Femi astounded all of us with his brilliance on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Tyler and I thought he was crazy at first, but by the end of the segment, we bought in, and Femi absolutely nailed it. The Jaguars dismantling the Panthers last week, advancing us, and perhaps you, to week number 2. I don't know if we're going to have the same brilliance this week. I don't know what everybody's going to say, but we will finalize our survivor pick for week 2 at 6 o'clock East. Femi just wrote in the chat, week 2 is tough. Like, come on, everybody. Like, it can't be that hard. We have 31 teams to choose from. It can't be that difficult. I guess we got bounced in week 2 last year, so we'll see how it goes this year. Survivor pick coming up at 6 o'clock Eastern time. Two tremendous guests will join us on the program. Joey Knish, pro sports bettor from the Hammer, baby, on this weekend's college football slate. NBC sports betting expert, the great Jay Croucher in the Power Hour on week 2 in the NFL. On awards thoughts following week 1 in the NFL. And I was told that Jay Croucher had thoughts on the WNBA playoffs to share with us. Bill Zimmerman told me, our executive producer. That will be in the Power Hour of the show, and also in the Power Hour, the final hour. All of our bets for the Commanders and the Packers Thursday Night Football. We'll also give you some thoughts on NC State and Wake Forest tonight on the college gridiron, but obviously the main event, the Commanders and the Packers at Lambeau, side, total, Femi's Island first touchdown scorers, and thy Royal Prop King with thou Royal Props for tonight's game. We also want to know your, dear listener and dear viewer, your favorite bets for tonight's game with the Commanders and the Packers. Could be a side, a total, a prop, whatever. Tweet us at You Better You Bet. You can type it in the YouTube chat. Type it in the Twitch chat. Tweet me at the Kostos. Tweet Femi at Femi Abebefe. Let us know your favorite bet for the Commanders and the Packers. And if I remember, sometimes I don't. And then Bill forgets to, even though it's his job not to forget. If we all remember, we will do them coming up in the 6 o'clock hour today on the show. But we officially begin tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet on the precipice of Week 2 in the same place that Week 2 will officially begin in the NFL. It's like 80 degrees in New York City. I don't know what the temperature is in Wisconsin, but it's probably not freezing. So I don't know, it's like the temperate tundra of Lambeau Field tonight, where the Green Bay Packers host the Washington Commanders in what is an absolute banger of a Thursday night game this early in the season. You love to see it. And as we stand right now at BetMGM, where you, dear listener and dear viewer, should make it legendary, we currently sit with the Green Bay Packers as a 3-point favorite, just a 3-point home favorite, and the total is sitting at 49. So betting action over the course of the week, especially over the course of the last 24 hours, on the underdog Washington Commanders, and we talked about that yesterday with the Green Bay injury report. We'll get to that coming up momentarily. And betting action on the over of the game, this was 48 yesterday. Now we are sitting at 49. So Commanders and the over, the betting action in the last 24 hours. And man, yes, like this is an awesome game on paper. It really is. It is also fascinating. Not just from an on-field handicap perspective, but for a what this means moving forward perspective in the National Football Conference. Let's consider the Green Bay Packers for a moment and the perfect game, really, that they pitched on Sunday against the Lions. And maybe you want to say Isaac Tesla catching that touchdown at the end of the game was like Mike Mussina giving it up against Carl Everett, giving up the perfect game with two outs in the bottom of the ninth. You could say that if you wanted to, but look, let's be real. The Green Bay Packers stuffed the Detroit Lions in a locker. It was basically the perfect game that Green Bay played. A ridiculously efficient offense. Jordan Love didn't have to do that much. And yet, every time you looked up at the screen, here's an explosive play down the field. So the Packers offense got the job done against the talented Lions defense. And on the flip side, Micah Parsons, not a one-man wrecking crew in the sense that he had like 6 sacks in the game. He obviously did have a sack where he just stalked Jared Goff like a lion stalking its prey. Just unbelievably ridiculous. But Parsons was a one-man wrecking crew in the sense that everyone else on the Packers on the defensive line was clearly better as a result of Micah Parsons. So if someone asks this question, how good was Micah Parsons this past Sunday against the Lions? The answer should not be, well, did you see him like blow by Penei Sewell a couple times? No, that's not the answer. The answer to the question, how good was Micah Parsons on Sunday? He made Lucas Van Ness look like a legitimate pass rusher in the National Football League opposite him. So Parsons was awesome. The Green Bay Packers were awesome. For the Washington Commanders, they were equally impressive, albeit against a much, 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 much lesser opponent in the New York Football Giants. But the Commanders were great. I mean, they slammed the Giants 21-6. I watched the game, obviously. I'm a Giants fan. Giants never, ever, ever in that game. So two teams that both looked awesome in week number one, coming head-to-head here in week number two. Now, I mentioned the Packers injury report, right? And that's the reason why I liked the Commanders over the course of the week and why I said on the show I bet them yesterday plus the 3.5. I'm being candid with everybody. I felt like this was a number, and I like the Commander side anyway a little bit in the game. I felt like it was a number that was not going to last because of Green Bay's injuries, so I wanted to grab it. And the reason why I felt like it was not going to last, and it didn't, which, by the way, does not guarantee that Washington will win or cover. But I was right about this, and you don't have to be a genius to be right about this. I was, and I'm not a genius. The injury report for Green Bay is not great. And we'll see when the actives and inactives come out. Maybe it's possible that everybody just plays. I think that's a little unlikely. Zach Tom, who's their stud right tackle, signed to an $88 million extension basically on like the eve of the regular season, like as the offseason's ramping up. Questionable. DNP all week. Left guard Aaron Banks, who they gave $77 million to this offseason to shore up at left guard. Questionable. DNP all week. Number two cornerback, Nate Hobbs. You know, Calvin's best friend. Questionable. Micah Parsons himself. It's questionable. And we all think Micah Parsons is going to play in the game, obviously, but, you know, it's not great that he's not 100%. You'd rather have him not on the injury report at all than on the injury report. So I bet the Commanders +3.5. And if you're someone like Femi, and Femi played this, I think, perfectly, he's liked Green Bay. He wanted to wait for the three to lay with the Green Bay Packers. I haven't talked to Femi to know if he's made that bet. I'm guessing he has or is going to. So if you liked Washington, hopefully you grabbed it already when it was 3.5 based on what we talked about yesterday and this week. And if you like the Green Bay Packers, which is a totally reasonable position to have, I like the other side, but to the way Green Bay looked in week one, I'm not going to get on anyone for liking the Packers. Now is your time to strike.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
And we'll talk more about the on-field handicap in a moment, but I almost think what's more interesting than that, at least for this portion of the show early on, and something that I really want to discuss, because I had a lot of fun thinking about this game in the terms that I'm about to lay out earlier today. And I like when other people get to enjoy the things that I enjoy, because I'm a narcissist. So I'm hoping that you, our listeners and viewers, we're all narcissists that talk into a microphone or look into a camera for a living, just being honest. I hope that you, the listener and viewer, are able to kind of view the game through this lens, just for a moment before we actually talk about what's going to happen, and really understand just how important a game this is tonight. And the fact that we, as fans, as analysts, and of course, as bettors, we're going to acquire some tremendous information tonight that could inform our opinions on the rest of the season, perhaps, in the NFC. And I know it's really early, and that may be like your first, well, we're only 2 weeks in here. Well, hear me out on this for a moment, right? Let's leave the Philadelphia Eagles to the side for a moment. And whether or not you think the Eagles are better than last year when they won the Super Bowl, worse than last year, I think we can all acknowledge that the Eagles are like a real deal, legit Super Bowl contender, right, in the NFC. Even if you don't think that they're great shakes this year, like what's the case that they're not one of the best teams in the conference right now? Like, I'd love to hear someone make it. Let's think about the rest of the conference briefly. The NFC South stinks. It stinks. The Panthers stink. The Saints stink. The Bucks are injured, and maybe the Bucks don't stink. But right now, I mean, if someone want to put the Bucks in like the top three of this conference, I don't. Should have lost to Atlanta on Sunday. The Falcons did lose on Sunday when they probably should have won. Their head coach is Raheem Morris. And right now, Drake London and Darnell Mooney both like look like they're going to play on Sunday night, but maybe not. I think that division absolutely stinks. In the NFC South, the Lions just looked brutal against Green Bay on Sunday. Caleb Williams, the Caleb Williams experience, I think not a fun one for fans and bettors of the Chicago Bears. Losing, blowing the big lead on Monday night against J.J. McCarthy and the Minnesota Vikings. And McCarthy was terrible through three quarters, and then playing up against an injury-ravaged Chicago Bears defense looked way better in the fourth quarter. Does anyone want to buy the Vikings? And I love the Vikings. Buy the Vikings as a legitimate threat right now to win the NFC. Be honest. Then we move to the NFC West. Brock Purdy's out 2 to 5 weeks for the San Francisco 49ers. George Kittle is on injured reserve. Matthew Stafford's back is a ticking time bomb. And when it goes off, season over for the Rams. I love me some Arizona Cardinals. I bet them over the win total. I bet them to win the division. I don't think the Cardinals are a legitimate Super Bowl contender, and I love the Cardinals this year. And I know that people like Seattle, Come on. Sam Darnold still the quarterback. Mike McDonald, looking like one of the most conservative coaches and decisions that you'll ever see. Looking like Tucker Carlson at the end of the game last week against the San Francisco 49ers. Is there a chance that tonight's game, Commanders and Packers from Lambeau, two of the three best teams in the NFC? The other being, of course, the Philadelphia Eagles. Are these two of the three most likely teams to represent the NFC in Super Bowl 60? My answer to that question is yes. Is yes. And if yours is as well, and I'm guessing it is after the way I just laid that out, the stakes feel just a little bit higher tonight, don't they? On the other side, we'll on-field handicap the game and talk about some other big games coming up in week number two.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.